This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Monday.
We're just glad to have you with us. We hope you had a great weekend, and we just say TGIM. Thank God it's Monday.
Okay. Well, everybody, we're going to get into our topic today, which we think is a good one. Seek God's will first, not the other way around. Today, Scott and I are going to discuss our own experiences of things that went awry in our lives when we skipped that very crucial step. Not seeking him first.
Yeah, and that comes from the scripture, Matthew 6:33. That's Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need.
Well, honey, tell me something in your life, for instance, where you didn't do that crucial step. You did not seek him first. You just did your own thing, ran your own life, made your own decisions, didn't seek him and his ways of doing things.
Well, whenever things have not gone well, I didn't seek him. To be honest with you, a lot of times we don't seek God. That has to do with pride. We think we can do it ourselves.
And also, we don't want to wait. We feel like seeking him, then we're going to have to wait. Let's just go on and do it now.
That's true. Well, you know, in the workplace, you know, we may do something without praying about it or seeking his will. And when it doesn't turn out right, you know, I go, man, you know, what happened? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I didn't pray about it. I didn't seek his advice and his guidance. But, you know, when I do seek his advice and his guidance, it still may not turn out the way I planned it. But it always is better. It's always something that I can go, you know what, man? That's a lot better than what I thought. You know, it's not exactly the way I thought it was going to be, but, man, that turned out wonderful, you know? But really and truly, you know, if what we need to do, what I need to do personally, and remember that when I do whatever I do, whether it be at work or at home or my life or relationships, it needs to glorify him. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't glorify him, what's the purpose?
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Well, you better believe it whenever we don't seek him first, and then we go on and we've done this, gone on and done it, then, yeah, we'll seek him after that and go, what happened?
Yeah.
And he's there, you know, trying to say to us, I was here the whole time. I never told you to do that.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me, or that was not my way of doing that. Mm-hmm. So that's what we talked about in the beginning. We're seeking him now instead of first.
It says, you know,
seeking him as to what happened.
It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else.
First.
You know, all else. And live righteously. And how do you live righteously? The only way you can live righteously is through Jesus. Because of Jesus, we're seen by God, his Father, our Father, as being righteous. Mm-hmm. Without Jesus, we're not seen that way.
No, we're not.
You know, and then he'll give you everything you need.
Well, he makes it real clear that living, you know, for our own personal gain only leads to great anxiety, honey. Materialism and anxiety are two enemies.
Yeah.
That war for our relationship with God, that want to come between us. And they often work together, I know, in our lives to lead us away from living a balanced life.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's an example in your life?
Well, I've had business transactions in the past that I wish I had said no to. And even I can think back and think, you know, there's just something about this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I just went on and kind of pushed that down. It's not in my head. It was in that gut place where you go, I don't know what it is. And now having gone through those experiences that cost a lot of money, a lot of times I'll get that and I don't have to try to figure it out. I'm just like, I don't know what this is. I don't have to know. I just know that this is not what I'm supposed to do. And that's all I need to know. That's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to utilize my overthinking temptations anyway to try to figure it out. I just really want to be led by what that is in me, which is the Holy Spirit prompting me. And he's right. What I say, my umpire, and I call things safe or I call them out. And I wish I had called a couple of those out, but I learned from them.
Yeah.
And paid more attention. And for me, I have to slow down, Scott. I have to slow down so much of the time. And because, you know, I got a million ideas.
Yeah.
And we seek God all the time about what is this? Is this me? Is this thee? Or is this the enemy?
Yeah.
Who is this here? First. Do it first. But I think, speaking from my own personal experience, the biggest drawback for me is just not wanting to wait. Let's just do it now. Not now, but right now, as we like to say. Can you think of another one?
No, I think what you're saying about the waiting.
How about relationships?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's true.
How about relationships? You know, we have found ourselves both having been married before.
Mm-hmm.
And we can look back and question some decisions that we made in those marriages. You know, we didn't seek God on certain things.
Well,
and as a couple,
I wasn't seeking God at all.
Yeah. Well, as a couple, you know, it's important that we seek him together on things.
Yeah.
You know, and I've learned to pray when I feel like I'm getting an idea and I believe it's him. I want him to say it to you. And how many times have we done that? You've done that to me too, where we get an unction or just a, and then we go, okay, God, if this is really what you're saying, tell Scott. And you said, tell Teresa.
Yeah.
And we wait. Yeah. And we sought him separately, and then one of us will say it to the other one. I'll go, okay, that's what I was waiting for.
Affirmation, you know.
Confirmation.
And confirmation.
That's
I mean, confirmation, that's for sure.
And that is so helpful. But I have to keep my mind clear of all the clutter. So when I do seek him and the answers come, I'm ready, you know?
Well, that's true.
I'm not too busy just having come up with a million other things.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we can all get so busy that we miss that very crucial, important step. Mm-hmm. And that's talking to him.
It is first.
And not just talking to him, but listening to him.
Yeah.
Because you can be reading his word. And as you're reading the word, the Holy Spirit just puts something in your mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That pertains to that scripture. And then you start seeking him. You know? Man, that's just awesome.
But, you know, as we do entrust our life and our decisions to him, it's a great relief because no longer do we have to be concerned about what's going to happen around the corner. You know? And that's great. That's a huge relief to just leave it in his hands.
That's true. I mean, he expects us to do our part, but he also says, you know, I'll take your burdens, you know, and I'll work with you, and I'll make your path straight if you seek me first.
There's those conditions. There's always conditions,
you know,
with this promise.
We have to do our part. We can't just expect, you know, sit on the couch and with a bag of chips and, you know, and expect, you know, God to show up. I mean, we have to do our part, you know. It's not just reading his word, it's living his word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can, you know, we can read the Bible backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
But are we living it? Do we make mistakes? Sure. Absolutely. But do you live the word? Do you seek him? Do you love him first? I'll tell you one thing. He sure loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He sure loves you. I'll tell you what, no one else I've ever known in my life ever died for me.
Right.
You know, and did it gladly so I could live with him forever. Man, that's just...
It's still so hard to wrap our brains around if we think about it too much.
Well, you know, and I think that's the mystery,
it
see?
It is.
And so, you know, like in a... mystery movie or something like that, you know, at the very end, the mystery is revealed, you know, kind of like the butler did it or so whatever, you know, you get the answer. Well, you know what? When we're with him one day, that's when we get the answer.
Yeah.
You know, like Paul said, you know, I kept the faith. I kept going, man. I kept going forward. And I got the reward, the crown of righteousness. That's the answer. That's the answer of unlocking the mystery.
It is.
But you have to seek him first.
Right.
But, you know, it's hard to seek him first if you don't know him.
Yeah. And if you have a misconception about him.
Yeah, which I did for many years.
Oh, yeah.
I had a total misconception of God. And, man, I'm not very fast when I run, but I was running pretty fast to get away from him. But one day.
Yeah.
One day. He stopped me. And he said, you know what, Scott? It's time. Stop running and fall into my arms. And if you do that, those who are listening to us, then you have no other choice, because all you want to do is to seek his will first. So if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you thought you had and you've walked away or ran away, and you want to come back to him, he's ready. He's never left you. It says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. But we can separate ourselves. So if you feel like you had, let's pray that prayer of salvation today. And know that you are saved. Please repeat after us. And thank you for seeking his will first. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Father, we love you. We know you died on that cross, that you rose on the third day. Because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Lord, I want to seek your will first. I give my life and my heart and my soul to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, please go to our Facebook page and like us and comment. And on the comment section, just let us know that you gave your life to Christ. We'd love to know. Love to start praying for you. We pray for y'all every day anyway, but we'd like to pray for you by name. So thank you so much.
Yes. So until we talk to you tomorrow on Tuesday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.